Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
Hey, what's happening?
627, I don't know what you got for sports. Do you need me to stall for time because there's not a lot? Or, well, apparently you need to get settled in. Oh, my God, it's the noisiest way. I'm coming over to your house, and I'm squirting that thing with WD-40.
Hey, I just found my WD-40. I couldn't find it because our door, our front door, it's even worse than this microphone. Oh, it's terrible.
You know
what? It's been windy lately, and for some reason, you know, when we're here, we don't, like, lock the door, and it blows open.
Yeah.
It's annoying. God,
you couldn't
sneak out of the house for nothing.
One of the greatest bits of comedy ever, ever, and I mean in the history of comedy, is a short little scene in King of the Hill, and he takes... he's trying to use WD-40 on something, and the cap on the WD-40 can won't come off. So he reaches down to his belt where he has a smaller can of WD-40 that he then sprays on the cap of the bigger can of WD-40, puts the smaller can back, and then pops off the can. That, to me, is just, that's brilliant.
WD. What's the WD stand for?
It's got a meaning for something. Wet, dry? No, I think it's good.
No.
Let me see. What does WD stand for in WD-40? Water displacement. I was close.
Water displacement. Oh.
Yeah.
Water displacement. What's the 40?
The 40th formula.
Is it?
So, yeah, so maybe it took them 40 tries and then they got
40
it.
40 tries to get there, huh?
I mean, wow, WD-40, that's a perfect name. Like, everyone
how
knows
many people,
what it
is. How many people knew that? See, you learn something here every day, folks.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah. Water displacement 40. It took us 40 tries to get here, but you know what? This can kicks ass.
It's kind of like the computer. It's similar to when you turn off a computer and turn it back on, or a piece of technology. That's what WD-40 does to me for everything else. It's like, okay, I can't get this to work. I'm just spraying it with WD-40, and it could be anything. It could be anything. And it's like, all right, that worked. It worked. It fixed itself.
Brock used it for his crabs.
That's right. I mean, it will. It will take crabs off of your pubes. All right? I stand by that. That is a tried and
true.
It's
another fact. See, folks? Don't ever say you never learned something here.
Yeah. That's like, you just imagine those crabs on like a greased pole. They're not going to be able to hold on.
Hold on.
I'm falling. I'm falling. Yeah, if you don't want to shave all your pubes, just WD-40.
There you go.
WD-40, right on there.
Yep.
Those crabs will slide right off.
All right, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser's, great new products. Yeah. So when the big game's on, you're rooting on your team. Well, you
ice
got
cold.
Ice cold, a tall, cool Budweiser. Get stocked up. Bud Distributing.
NBA last night, Bulls beat the Pacers 124-109. The Hawks beat the Pistons 118-113.
Hey. Yeah.
Swoop down. Paws the size of frying pans. NHL tonight. Nothing you could do. Rip your face right off. NHL tonight. Wings going to be in Boston playing the Bruins. 7 o'clock. Oilers over in Chicago playing the Blackhawks. 8:30. We're just going to rip through some scores, some games here real quick. There's a game in the NFL tonight, Brock, which is nice because the past two nights I'm like, what do I do? There's no game to watch. What can I watch a movie? But not tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The Ravens going to be in Tampa Bay.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
Tampa Bay playing the Buccaneers. So I'm definitely going to watch this. So I haven't watched Tampa Bay in a few weeks. I want to see what's going on. You know, it's like dad's going to show up. Hey, what's going on? Shape up.
Hey,
yeah, shape up. So, you know, I'm not particularly a Bucs fan, if you will. But what the guy I like is on the Bucs. I follow players. That's kind of how I have one team that I cheer for, but what's going on? Is it really? I'm not going to bring it up. We're not going to go in depth on it. But, man, you get a divorce and all of a sudden you can't play football? It's a real thing.
That's why I always say football, yes, it's a physical sport, but the mental aspect of it is no joke.
Here's what it is. Here's what it is. He can still play football.
Oh, got you.
You can still play. You know, it's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a certain balance for so long. Now there's an imbalance, and it affects other things. And it just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another reason why Tom is so good at what he does, because there's a balance everywhere. I mean, you think about his diet. You think about, you know, what we thought his life at home was.
But apparently he's not keeping the balance outside where it should be. Makes sense, you know?
I think she was just pissed off that he went back and played this year, you know?
Yeah. He spent one off season, and he's like, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back.
I mean, granted, she also does have, like, millions of dollars herself. She can support herself. That's even harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm the one who got you. No, can't say that.
No, was she modeling before he was playing football and winning?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm sure she was worth a pretty penny.
Oh, hey, nice job. Nice job. I say pretty penny. She's a model. Get it?
It's good. All right, moving on. Let's talk about the World Series real quick. World Series between the Astros and the Phillies opens Friday night in Houston. One lucky batter. We'll be hoping for a big payoff. Back in April, one person bet MGM $50 on a 2,500-to-1 odds that the Astros would defeat the Phillies in the World Series.
Wow.
Yeah, if the Astros do win, the person is going to claim $125,000. Wow.
See, there's a part of me that's like, okay, maybe, and I don't, $50 is a little rich for my blood. You know, I don't mind doing $10 bets because when I lose $10, I'm like, okay, Keno, $20 max, that's all I'm doing. You know, but there's a part of me, it's like, man, beginning of the season, throw 10 down on the Browns winning the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Because, hey, you know, if it happens, oh, great. If not,
that takes a while, too, so you might even forget about it. Until like, how? You know, that one day where you remember, I put $10 on.
So, do you ever bet on I bet on baseball once, one time, and it was just kind of like, all right, I'll try this. I wasn't even close.
You know what would be glorious?
What?
If the Astros are still cheating.
Well, actually, that brings me to the whole thing. I didn't want to get off the betting thing yet, but I did want to ask you, can the Astros, like, when will people forget about the Astros and the whole cheating scandal? Because that wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. And as you know, I'm not, like, a huge diehard baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to ask the baseball fans out there, the diehards, like, have you forgotten? I mean, when the Astros made it to the World Series, there's got to be a thought that crossed your mind, right? I mean, they're a great team. But do you deserve your greatness being looked over because you cheated? Kinda.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your own fault. It's your own fault we're thinking this way, you know? I mean, they're not cheating, right? You can't. But what if they were? What if they still were?
Boy, dude, I thought that was just like 2 years ago. That was 2017.
Yeah, that's wild.
I mean, still not that long ago, but really, though, you look at it, huge cheating scandal.
It did not happen like in 2017, but it really became a bigger. It started in 2017. I think the big
hoopla
was in like 2019, wasn't
it? They used cameras in center field and other technology in order to steal opposing team signs throughout the 2017 regular and postseason.
So
we probably started talking about it 2018, really in 2019. But still, though, I mean, I don't know. It's just funny to me because now here they're back. Like, they're back. It did not take long for them to get back to the World Series. So are they really just that good? And for some reason they felt like cheating, or whoever was in charge at that point was like, well, I want to guarantee it, so we're going to cheat, even though they were still playing at a high level. Now they're under the microscope, and they're back at the World Series. But I think everyone's kind of like, did they really do it, though, without cheating? You know,
I don't think people are thinking that. It's just a thought. It's a thought.
Yeah.
There's no way Major League Baseball would let that slide.
No.
Anyway, it's interesting, though.
Yeah.
It's just interesting because it's like, now nobody's really cheering for this team, right? Except the diehard fans that were diehards before.
Well, it's kind of like the whole, Patriots scandal. You know?
We could be way off because, like I said, we're not the diehards. Maybe the diehards would tell us that, people, we all forgot. Like, we've moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, we all moved on from the Brady thing, Deflategate, you know. It gets brought up once in a while, but I don't think every time you look at Tom Brady, you're like, ah, Deflategate, I just can't get over it, you know. Maybe the Astros need to win the World Series a few more times to get the attention away from what happened.
Or do well and be like, look, guys, go just comb through our tapes, do everything. We got nothing to hide at this point.
It's interesting. Anyway, I got some more stories, and I know you have one, too, about that Mattress Mac. Should we save it for next hour?
I mean, we can just touch on it. So Mattress Mac, that crazy guy, the businessman, he made a $10 million bet on the Astros to win the whole thing.
What?
If they win, he could make $75 million.
Dude, that's insane.
It would be the biggest payout in legal sports betting history.
Since Mattress Mac. So when was this guy's first bet? Because he's lost a lot, right? He's won some too, though.
In all the years we've been talking about him, like the last, I think, 3 or 4 years, I don't think he's won one yet. Has he?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like he loses a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's putting 10 mil on the Astros, because he knows, I'm like, I need a big payday.
But God, do you think he's going to make 10 million back? Because the whole thing is, what he does is like, look, I'm putting this bet down. Right now, you come in and buy. If the Astros win and I win this.
He's smart and he like evens it out that way somehow.
Yeah.
He counters it with this mattress store.
So this is what is, he's found a way to write off his wagers by offering full refunds to his customers. So if they come and buy some, they'll give them their money back on whatever they buy. But I'm still thinking, though, like, I mean,
that must have a lot of mattresses.
That's
man.
A lot of mattresses or whatever he's got. And long way to $10 million.
How is the mattress business? It's not like I'm getting a new mattress every other month.
Do we want to go down this rabbit hole? Because
No, we don't.
I think every mattress company is a money laundering front. I am almost convinced.
That's exactly where I was going with it.
Like, there's too many mattresses and not enough turnaround. And maybe we're doing it wrong, folks, okay? Maybe we're supposed to be going through these. But now you see companies like, oh, you'll have this mattress for 20 years. And it's like, okay, how are you getting return customers
money
on this? Where were you making money on here? And hey, I'm just going to say it. That one in the mall, there is no way that's a legit business. There is no way. There is no way that is a legit business, okay?
It's a mattress store. You go in there and you buy mattresses. What do you mean it's not legit?
There's something sketchy about that, okay? There is something sketchy about that. Because, hell, I was just over at a thrift store, and they had like 35 twin mattresses for like $29 a piece, okay? Now, I get it. It's a thrift store, and but you're telling me you got all these mattresses, and you're selling them for $29 a piece?
Right. How many mattresses are you supposed to have in your lifetime? Is there like a certain number?
I don't know. Like 10 years is like the life of a mattress or something?
Is it 10 years? I've had my mattress more than 10 years.
Hell yeah, I have too, because they're not cheap. They're not cheap, and also they're a pain to move. So it's like, I'll just leave it. Why do you think so many people just throw them out on the street? Like, all right, I'm done with it. I don't care what happens to it at this point.
Take it.
I'm done with it.
It's interesting.
And also, too, last thing on the mattress stores. It's such an uncomfortable experience, okay? Because you got the guy, you're there walking around with your significant other. You're like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm looking for.
Lay down in
there. And then you're laying down.
Like
he's like, no, late. This guy comes up. Well, what can I help you with? Well, we're looking for a mattress. Obviously, idiot, because we're in a mattress store. Okay, well, here, what do you like firm? Do you like soft? Like, I don't know. Okay. Well, why don't you check this one out? This is our best seller. Go ahead, lay down. Both of you, lay down on there. I'll stand here and hover over you. While you lay down on this mattress, you feel very exposed.
Close your eyes. Take a little snoozer.
You really get a feel for it. Now, what do you think? Isn't that nice? You see that? That's lumbar
support.
Take
your shirt off.
Yeah.
Take your shirt off. You're not going to be laying there with your shirt on. Do your nighttime routine,
all right? We got a little bit of water on the nightstand right there. Have yourself a drink. Just really get a feel for the mattress. Tell you what, you buy this thing, I come home with you, and I set it up for you, and then I watch you sleep the first night. Make sure you get a good night's sleep.
I'll bring a camera. How about that?
I said it's all. It's just a fake business. It's money laundering. That's it. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either, but it's kind of odd that the mattress guy is betting like tens and millions of dollars.
Right,
you know?
Right. And he found out a way to write this. That's now. It's either he's working with the Chinese mafia. He's
something. Something's going on.
Know. All right.
Anyway, there you go. Could win a lot of money there, Brock.
I'm gonna try. All right. We'll have more sports next hour. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:32. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
All right, we are super far behind, so why don't we just get right to it? Because otherwise Hunter will boo-hoo about not having enough time for his sports, and he gets mad.
Oh, yeah, that's
it,
right.
So, let's do
boo-hoo. Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up for the big game. Tall, cool Budweiser's, Bud Light, other great products.
Ice cold.
Hey, Steve. Give me a Budweiser. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you got, Hunter?
Quick scores real quick. NBA last night. Bulls beat the Pacers 124-109. Hawks beat the Pistons 118-113. NHL tonight. We're just going through some games and scores. Red Wings going to be Boston playing the Bruins 7 o'clock tonight. Oilers going to be Chicago playing the Blackhawks 8:30. NFL tonight. This game we're probably all going to watch. Ravens going to be in Tampa playing the Bucks at 8:15. Who do you got? Who do you got in this one?
I think I'm going to take the Ravens. I know, yeah, you know, man. I know Brady still needs to turn it on, and I think the Ravens are overrated at this point. But what's his face? Lamar Jackson, like he's playing much better this year.
Lamar, he's playing.
Yeah,
I think he struggled. I'm not sure what he did last week. Couldn't tell you what he did
last
week.
Well, last year he struggled, and you know it was interesting because he came in strong. And not saying when we say struggled as two you know middle-aged radio DJs, you know, but it wasn't to that
comparison
level.
Comparison to the other QBs.
Yeah, I think this year he's turned it on a little bit more. But I think Brady's gonna. I think Brady's a switch.
What's our bet
flip.
Zero.
What?
Our bet. Well, yeah,
it's zero.
Is it at zero?
It's zero now. Yeah,
right, I'm gonna put $20 on the Bucks.
Okay. Okay.
And here's the reason why. Because I don't think Tom will let that happen.
Yeah.
I think he's beat up enough. You know, typically guys like this, typically guys with 7 Super Bowl rings are like, all right, enough's enough at some point. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I have that feeling that, like, he's probably kind of sick and tired of hearing things, you know?
Well, and you know why I was kind of thinking the same thing. For the sake of the bet, I'll take the Ravens. And I always go back to this. Tom Brady did a Clueless Gamer with Conan O'Brien. There's a great little bit that Conan did. He'd get random celebrities, athletes. Aaron Rodgers did one. Anyway, and they'd play new games that were coming out, you know, and so you'd have his one guy, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, he played Tom in one of these, and it starts off, Conan is just working Tom. And you could see it. Like, there was a point where after, like, the third game Conan won, like, Tom Brady, like, sat up in his chair, and he was like, okay, no.
He started to focus a little bit.
He started to focus. Right. At first, he was kind of like
competitiveness.
But it was like a switch was flipped. And at his level of playing, it is. It's just, I think there's a different way to think it. And that going back to what you're saying, the point you were making is that he's had enough. He's read enough articles. He's heard enough crap about how he should have retired, yada, yada, yada. And
you're right there. It's he's not doing this for the money. He's what, like 89 years old?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, the guy is out there because he likes to compete, and that's scary. That's it. I mean, most of the guys in the NFL like to compete, but there's certain levels of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, for sure. For sure.
Like Michael Jordan. Like, that guy, it's all he does.
Almost
to this day.
Yeah, almost problematic because the fun, just for fun, isn't an option.
It's
going to win.
Anymore.
I'm going
to
win.
I'm here to win. Yeah. That's what I'm here for. So. Anyway, yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm going to watch it for sure. So, interesting year in the NFL this year. All the good teams you thought, man, they're going to be, no, they're not. Except the Chiefs. Chiefs are always right there. Always. You know. Moving on, man. Let's talk about the World Series. The Astros in Philadelphia. The Phillies. It opens Friday night in Houston. One lucky better. This is crazy, man. We're hoping for a big payoff. Talked about this last hour, but this is interesting. Back in April, one person bet at BetMGM, $50 on a 2,500-to-1 odd that the Astros would defeat the Phillies in the World Series. If the Astros win, it's $125,000.
Man.
Here's a, okay, so I got cut off in Keno last night. Wife is like, you're done. And I'm not betting big money. It's just I've been on a losing streak, and I'm just like, man, it sucks.
Yep.
But could you imagine, man, potentially being able to win $125,000?
Dude.
And it's a good chance.
Yeah.
Because the good chance the Astros will win this.
Especially after, like, that's a big bet to make with the baseball season. That is what, 9 months long? Mm-hmm. So however many months ago, he's like, all right, yeah, $50 on the Astros. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Turn and $50.
Now he is possibly, what, 3 games away? Because they play 7, right? 4. So he's 4 games away now from winning $125,000 from a $50 bet. I'm happy when I break even on Keno.
Yeah, man. Seriously, though. I hit that 2 spot. I'm celebrating, man.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
I won $22. Let's go.
Let go. Yeah. The last time I won big on Keno wasn't terribly long ago. It was over at Chatterbox. I won like $75. I'm like, hell yeah. Awesome. That's our dinner.
That's a good feeling, man.
It's dinner and a little bit of gas in the tank. So.
125 G's. Yeah, you're taking me out. You're taking all your friends out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to blow that money.
You blew it all in one night?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Crazy. Easy
it's
to
amazing.
Do.
It's amazing.
Easy to do.
Hey, real quick, throw that Mattress Mac Vale story out real quick.
And then just in the betting thing, again, with the World Series, Mattress Mac, mm-hmm. we've talked about him a handful of times. He's that crazy Houston businessman that just always makes these ridiculous bets. Well, he has placed the biggest bet of his life, $10 million, that the Astros are going to win. Now, if they win, he could make $75 million, the biggest payout in legal sports betting history.
That's insane. $75 million.
Now, you may be saying, okay, how is he able to do this? Well, he's obviously doing very well. I guess he's been doing this for years and years, and he's been in the mattress business for a long time. But how he gets around it is he gets to write off these bets, these wagers, because he offers customers a full refund, but only if the Astros win. So long story short, hey, I'm Mattress Mac. Come on down, and you can get in on the Astros betting sale. And so what they do is they come in. They buy. So he's got all these people like, okay, I'm going to buy this. Because if his bet goes through, they get their money back. So if you buy a $5,000 bedroom set, you'll get it all paid for. But that's only if the Astros win. Now, if they lose, okay, he still made $5,000, right?
So the guy's got to figure it out. I mean, he's doing something to make it. Make it work for him.
Are you selling enough though to cover that? Or does the write off make it like doable? Because he's done this for the Super Bowl. He's done his World Series.
Olympics.
Olympics, yeah. So I don't know, man.
So think about this, man. There's players out there on the field on the Astros that have played the entire season, won the World Series, and this guy still made more money than I did.
Yeah.
Off of one bet. What is the salary for
the lowest salary in the
lowest salary? Yeah, there you go. Lowest salary in baseball.
Base salary.
There you go. Base salary in MLB. Major League Baseball.
And the NFL average, it's just
under $1 million, I think, in the NFL.
Yeah, the average earnings of MLB players is $4.4 million, but those at the bottom of the league earn $700,000, which is up from $500,000. Still $700,000 at the bottom of the league. That's nice.
Yeah, let's go. Anyway, yeah, it's interesting. Mattress Mac at it once again.
Yep, $10 million could make $75 million.
God. There you go, man. That's all I got. It's Thursday.
Okay. Good.
It's week.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.